For all those who have left India and moved to another country with seemingly advanced healthcare, higher quality hospitals, and an advanced medical technology, the one thing that we have all felt in the same way is that the experience of going to a doctor or a hospital is stressful, hard to access, and difficult to the point of being painful. More painful than probably the reason we needed to see the doctors. Especially more so if one is in the initial days of being a fresh off the boat immigrant. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Remember the ease and convenience of visiting a doctor back home? Even for the smallest of things. Whether it was a common cold or a minor fever, we could always walk into the clinic of our family doctor, wait for the other patients who were in the queue before us, go in for our turn and talk our heart out with the doctor. So what if we were going all out in explaining the smallest of symptoms to him? You walk out of the clinic with a prescription, and the nurse at the clinic would give us the medicines we needed. You pay them then and there, and that's it. Easy peasy. Yes, over here the technology is way more advanced, and the healthcare science is obviously at the forefront. One of the leading healthcare sciences in the world, says the stats. So one may think that the care that one gets would be beyond exceptional. But for the small basic health needs, that is barely the case. Really. The first thing is understanding healthcare and figuring out how to navigate around this whole health insurance thing that we usually pay so much money for. Decoding that Da Vinci's code in the correct manner so we don't have to spend the next 10 paychecks just paying those hospital bills out. If you're in a country like Canada or France, where they consider healthcare as a basic human right, the struggle is finding a doctor that accepts new patients. Yeah, that's a thing here too, by the way. One can very well go to a doctor and be told that the doctor is not accepting new patients. Then comes getting a doctor's appointment, which might be next to impossible. So what if you don't get an appointment? Go to a walk-in clinic, yes? Yeah, but for some things, one does need to go and see a specialist, and it can be rather difficult to find one. When you do find one, all the best with getting an appointment and then finding the time to actually speak with a doctor. The first time I went to a doctor's clinic, I read the sign which said, "Please limit your questions to up to 2 symptoms per visit." Wait, what? So, is the doctor trying to tell me that he doesn't really have time to hear all about how I am feeling and that I need to prioritize which of my 2 symptoms do I feel most strongly about? Interesting. Very, very interesting. In all this chaos, if you find a good doctor who first accepts you as his patient and then actually hears you out for as long as you want and makes you feel comfortable, you, my friend, have hit gold. One has really got to be lucky to be able to find their dream doctor. Those lucky ones who find the perfect doctor for their family and themselves often know that the road which led them to this was full of bumps and potholes. But here's the thing. A doctor or any healthcare professional should not be this difficult to get access to. Sometimes I feel like for the West, The need to organize things has only resulted in more chaos, if not anything. I miss not having the concept of such stringent healthcare regulations back home and being able to get access to any doctor or any specialist at a normal price point. The fact that doctors and healthcare practitioners are classified into these separate regulatory bodies over here in the West complicates things for me all the more, and especially for new immigrants who are scared of unknown bills arriving at their doorstep in the form of mails. And then those bills get stuck on your records for years, affecting your entire credit score and everything. The result? One avoids going to the doctor for as long as one can. And we try the home remedies and the over-the-counter fixings for most of our ailments. Either it is the haldi wala doodh or dadi maa ke nuskhe for whatever they work for. For the things that don't work, we basically have over-the-counter painkillers for as long as we can ingest them, till we forget that we were ever in pain, and probably till we forget what being healthy used to feel like. It gets even harder when parents visit us. Yes, some of us are going to be real smart asses and get them travelers, healthcare coverage and stuff. In most of the cases, doctors and any sort of basic medical care is really inaccessible to parents traveling, and they go through almost their whole holidays being afraid of how they would deal with a health issue, God forbid if any would arise. And those travelers' healthcare insurances, by the way, most of them are quite useless, as you cannot really make an insurance claim unless it is an actual emergency room visit. And yeah, even for those, all the best with the insurance claims when you return to India. So, yes, there is immediate care available for emergencies and hospital care situations. So, they won't let you die. Which also translates to, they will only save you if you're almost close to dying. But if that's not the case, they will definitely push you and make you wait for as long as you possibly can. So, yes, there is specialized care for when it is required, but that is in rare circumstances, and that is truly only when healthcare is accessible. So, what that means is that if they think you're dying immediately, they will admit and take you in and diagnose you and make sure you stay alive. That much we can trust them. They won't let us die. But if we are anything short of dying, like say I go into the emergency room with a fracture, my wait time is going to be at least, if not more, than 4 hours. Yes, at least 4 hours. Imagine waiting that long with that fracture on your foot. That pain, which might not have killed your body, has definitely killed your spirit to want to be alive in those 4 hours. And that is the part which is unfair and just absolutely ridiculous. All in all, yes, it's great to be in the medical science capital of the world, but everyone that has been a part of this system knows of how painfully slow and difficult to navigate the system is, and I still miss the ease of visiting my family doctor back home in India. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every Tuesday, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Sawan, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.